I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Trump unshackled. On Tuesday, Donald Trump tweeted that the shackles had been taken off, referring to his massive drop in support from party members. Listen as late-night comics sound their alarms. Jimmy Kimmel can't believe that Trump was ever shackled. Trevor Noah compares shackled Trump to the Hulk. Seth Meyers says Twitter's 140-character limit was the only thing that had ever shackled the candidate. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
Donald Trump tweeted up a storm today. He really did. He lashed out at a number of Republicans, the ones who've been distancing themselves from him. He called the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, who's a Republican, a weak and ineffective leader. He called John McCain foul-mouthed. He said Democrats are more loyal to each other than Republicans are. He also tweeted this in response to this lack of Republican support lately. He said, "It is so nice that the shackles have been taken off me, and I can now fight for America the way I want to." So wait, this is how he's been behaving with the shackles on? I mean, those shackles come off.
The shackles were still on yesterday when you said this?
Bill Clinton was the worst abuser of women ever to sit in the Oval Office. He was a predator.
Without the media, Hillary Clinton couldn't be elected dog catcher. I mean that. It's true.
CNN is a disgrace. Oh, they just turned off their camera. Crooked Hillary Clinton. Oh, she's crooked, folks. She's crooked as a $3 bill. Okay, here's one. Just came out. Lock her up is right.
That was shackled Trump? The guy calling to imprison Hillary? Dude, you can't unshackle. You're already the Hulk, basically. You can't go more Hulk than the Hulk. You can't be like Hulk is like, "Now, Hulk, get really angry." Oh, wow, you mean like Donald Trump? No, that too far. Hulk opposite of Trump. Hulk hurt buildings. Hulk respect women. Hulk woke.
Trump has also been swinging the hammer in person. He was in Pennsylvania last night rehashing the debate. One of his better moments during the debate was when Hillary Clinton claimed to have been speaking about Abe Lincoln when she was explaining a leaked transcript of a Wall Street speech. And Trump, of course, is not one to let something like that go.
How did Hillary Clinton try to defend this shocking admission? She didn't deny she said this awful thing. Instead, she blamed honest Abe Lincoln.
What? What?
Oh. By the way, Honest Abe Lincoln would be a great name for a tattoo parlor, right?
Donald Trump tweeted earlier today, quote, "It is so nice that the shackles have been taken off me and I can now fight for America the way I want to." What shackles are you talking about? The only thing that ever shackled you was the 140-character limit on Twitter. And now you're gonna fight for America? Hey, buddy, you're not Rosa Parks. You know how I know? People liked what Rosa Parks said on the bus. Huge. Huge difference.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.